So much of what we consider mental health issues are just issues with the energy that we don't understand. We need to start looking at it as an empowerment. And that is why Astralo Life was born. Join me each week as we go through these alignments. We understand what they mean. We honor our feelings and we learn the key they're trying to give us so we can unlock the truth within. My name is Jillian Grace and I'll be with you every step of the way.
So again, we awoke to a geomagnetic storm that was going on. So we should be in a point of solar minimals, which means that there is not a lot of activity on the sun. There's not a lot of universal activity. We should be in one of those points for quite some time, almost like several years. But we seem to be defying what the program is right now, which I'm not surprised because we're all sort of defying the program, which is really great. But because of that geomagnetic storm that fired up, we also have coming in within the next couple of days, the 22nd, the 23rd, the meteor shower that's going to be coming. So that energy is going to be coupling with this meteor shower energy that we were already going to be trying to keep ourselves balanced and attuned from. So I wanted to jump on and let all of you know that we do have another added sort of oomph, or like an added like acceleration of the energy that was already pretty highly intense. That's also going to be coupled with the new moon being in Taurus. So we have this alignment coming in within the next 3 days. We've got the new moon, we've got the meteor shower, and then we've got this geomagnetic storm. I had several different, when I woke up, several different warnings on my phone about more activity as far as volcanoes go. We had another earthquake last night in outside of Japan. It was like a 6.5 or something like that. So it's just been relentless, but relentless in a really good way, because I want you all to, you know, trust your instincts and understand that a lot of this movement is the earth really cleansing itself too and getting a chance to, because we are all at a point where we're giving it the optimal levels of healing. We've got the emissions down, we've got less people out that are driving around, you've got a lot of the fog and the smog and all of those things that were affecting our planet for so long at a little bit of a lower amount or a little bit more minimal than usual. So because of that, the earth is getting an opportunity to heal. This by no means was not a scheduled point for it to be healing though, because all of this, as all of you know, and many of you out there already realize, this is going right in sequence of what was expected. So I wanted to let all of you know, a lot of times when your energy is, I don't want to say out of alignment, because it makes people feel like they aren't working hard enough. And that's not the case. It's very difficult to stay in alignment right now. So when your energy needs some cleansing, needs some more addressing, needs kind of like an energy date, you know, like you going out with yourself and saying, okay, I'm feeling off today. What do I need? How do I show myself love? You know, when your energy needs that, you're really going to notice it during any of these periods where this activity is fluxed. It's not to torture you or to send you to the hospital with heart palpitations or to make you think that there's something dramatically wrong with you or to cause you to become obsessed and scared and all of those different emotions that can arise. It's literally showing you in a box, this is what you have to work on. If you've got fear, you've got to work on it. If you've got issues with being very depressed and sad with your life, you've got to attune your energy. You've got to get yourself clear enough so that this energy that's coming in from the earth can run through your field. And as you do, a lot of these major fluxes won't affect you as much. You'll have an awareness of them, but it'll be like a loving awareness or a calm awareness. So the feelings that you're feeling of that crawling out of the skin, there's actually symptoms of you moving forward spiritually, of you moving forward on your soul's evolution here. So don't think of them negatively, because if you do, then you shut down the ability to clear your energy field, because you're introducing a lower vibration and it's going to hold you there. So I hope that's clear to all of you, because we live in such a society where if you don't feel perfect, there's something wrong with it and you got to fix it, or you've got to, you know, stop it immediately. This is not one of those things. You know, what has gotten the worst rap has been anxiety. you know, or feeling anxious. Those are all upgrades of energy within our actual electrical system, which is a science-based system in our body. But because we don't allow them, or we haven't allowed them to go through for several years, we are where we are right now, going through this pattern of, oh my goodness, these waves where we've got to be pushed and pushed and pushed to do it. So that is why we're kind of experiencing a lot of what we are right now physically out there. So do your work, please. Love yourself enough to take some time out, to do some breathing techniques, to do some physical movements, to do some yoga, to do some Tai Chi, to do some asanas, to do some mudras, to do a mantra in your mind for the day, you know, to do meditation, to do some prayer work. I don't care what you call it. I don't care what speaks to your soul the most. Pick something and it will help to give you peace inside. That's super important, because how it gives you peace inside is it allows you to clear out some of this more dense energy and makes it so things can flow better. That's why all of these practices work. So take a look at the list of things. All this is in the heart. So take a look at the list of things on astralayoga.com or underneath and the YouTube for the spirit that is you. There is an entire April series of ideas for you to pick and choose from. Please, it's so important to do that. And it helps all of us, not just you. So don't think that you're wasting your time. You're helping people. And what more in life do we want to do? With this new moon in Taurus, Taurus is the masculine side of the heart. So we have the feminine side of the heart, which is Libra, which we just went through with the full moon. Now we've got the masculine side of the heart that's going to be waking up. So if you think about masculine love and how it functions, it's a little more aggressive. It's a little more jealous. When it's out of balance or out of whack, it's a little more possessive, a little more, kind of in your face. So we're entering this new moon stage where you may start to see a lot of people behaving that way. So whereas the beginning of this month, with everything that's been going on in the whole world, people wanted to give and give and give, you're going to find that now people are tired. They're tired of what doesn't reflect in their soul. So they aren't going to do anything that they don't feel in their heart is what they should be doing. So you're going to find this kind of awakening of, I don't want to say like a pushback in a way, of people's intuition kind of starting to become impossible to not ignore. And because of it, people might act out in ways that are more intense than they have been. So be aware of that. And if that awakens in with you, honor it, do some breathing, and make a plan on what you want to do. You know, it's important that your intuition awakens. That is very, very good. So if your intuition is awakening, saying, you know, I'm tired of this job, I'm tired of, you know, driving for 2 hours every day to get to work and never seeing my family, or I'm tired of sitting in a building that's, you know, has no light and is artificial air flowing through it constantly, I'm tired of having to get dressed up and sit and everyone else is walking around and, you know, just talking to people and I'm wasting my time there. Honor that. Make the changes. You have all the power. Stop being afraid. Stop letting other things get in your way. Do it now, because we've got one hit of this that's going on right now, but we're going to get continuous fluxes as this changes out throughout the next several years. So the faster you get on board with what your intuition is telling you, the easier the rest of the ride goes. Trust me, I'm a prime example of that. And I don't mean to be like warning you people or like sounding like I'm saying it's gloom and doom. This is fantastic. This is what we've been waiting for. We've been waiting for human nature to be at a place of happiness in a place of alive for so long, because we've just been walking around like zombies. It's time. So with that being said, those are some of the few things that you may notice. I'm going to be talking a lot more in, I'm setting up some spirit classes and for some Zoom classes for everybody. I'm going to be talking a lot more about how you can gauge what your soul is telling you just based on your own feelings and emotions. And I'm really excited to roll those things out. You know, as I go through meditations and kind of harness a lot of this energy coming in and spend a lot of my time in reflection and meditation and prayer and just kind of work through it, the information coming through is just unbelievable that I can barely write. I can barely take notes to get it out. And I'm just so humbled to be like, this is exciting, because I know anything that I share is not anything that all of you don't already know. I'm just reconfirming it so that you, your human self or your ego, can decide, okay, I'm going to surrender to my soul. I know what I need, and just let things flow. I urge all of you, however, during the new moon, it's about manifesting. So pay attention to what you're manifesting. If it feels good to you to think that the world is coming to a beautiful place, then focus there. That's your gauge. And if you're aligned with spirit, if you're aligned with your spiritual energy, if thinking about it makes you feel alive. There are so many different things around fear-based stuff that's all over the internet, that's all over faith beliefs, that are all over, you know, religious structures and politics and schools and all this stuff about what's going on. If you feel fear when you listen to it, it means it's not coming from the energy of which you're supposed to align with. So in the good old battle of what so many different belief systems have called, you know, the spirit and the shadow side, you know, the human ego and the soul, the good and the evil, all of those different thought processes all boil down to you're in line with spirit, you're in line with good, when the thoughts are good, when the thoughts and what you're thinking about or what you're pulling towards you is positive. If it makes you feel scared, if it makes you feel like there's something that needs to be done because you get anxiety, if it makes you feel depressed, then you're on the other side. So when I see a lot of this world is ending stuff, or this is, you know, a huge rebalancing of, you know, people who are good and people who are evil, pay attention to how those thoughts make you feel. And I am just going to give you some information about them. You can do whatever your soul is telling you, but pay attention to how those thoughts make you feel. If you think that the world is coming down to weed out the people that are not supposed to be here for the brighter universe, and that thought makes you feel good, then great. But if you feel like there's a reason we have all these different beautiful souls on earth that have different opinions, and they create contrast, and they create this environment of beauty, and they create us to know what we want, know what we don't, have options in all directions, and that we all need a place where, regardless of where our soul is growing, it's okay and we should be accepted. And if you come from a place of love, which is what every major deity has always preached. So everything you've ever listened to when it comes to any type of religious background, they have always said the core is love. If anything outside of your belief is saying that the core is judgment, the core is anger, the core is fear, I want you to pay attention to see how that resonates with you. If it resonates good, then wonderful. That can be what you create. If it doesn't resonate good though, that might be some things coming up in your field that need to be released. So the longer you deny that, as things roll through and all these shifts keep happening, that's gonna become blossoming inside of you. What do you want to grow? Do you want to grow fear around being afraid that other people's beliefs and thoughts, being different from yours, they shouldn't exist around you? Is that gonna create health for you? Is that gonna create beauty in your world? You got to be in line with what you want to create. And that's why I took a moment during this new moon period to really remind you guys, new moons, manifesting, pay attention to what you're thinking, pay attention to the vibes you're sending. If they don't feel good, if they don't make you feel love when you discuss them, then I urge you to take a moment to open up that inner self and that inner soul that is really so divine and so intelligent, and see if there's a place that it belongs. And if it doesn't, I know that sometimes it can be scary to let go of what you've always known, but that's kind of what we're doing right now. We're letting go of what didn't work in the world that we thought we always knew. I'm sending so much love to all of you, and I am so humbled to be here on this journey with you. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful day. And please, if you need anything, even if it is just some light sent out, send me an email at thespiritthatisyou@gmail.com. I'm here for all of you. You're all here for me. And I love you guys. Thank you.
Want more? Go to astralalife.com and continue to grow the spirit that is you. My name is Jillian Grace, and I'll see you there.